Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
The more I try to think of something to comment on here in this 3 minutes of broadcast airtime, the more I remember the days when I would open up the mic at the diocese when I was on the city council, and I'd either confirm friendships with some and my displeasure with others. With all this weakness at the Washington, D.C. level, it must be getting tougher for some to defend their vote, when in fact it was just a vote against the other guy. You know, I recently had a discussion with a former county politician, and I got away with saying a lot of stuff that I don't think I would have gotten away with a year ago. You know, I happened to make one comment, if I do say so myself, it was pretty cool. As I heard it originally from an employee from the city entity near your ears, it went something like this. The bureaucrats are in control and the system is broken. The breadth and depth of that statement shall remain just that, as I still have some amount of loyalty to a few set individuals locally. But as one moves up the food chain, I can only imagine how it even gets worse at the county, state, and federal level. And the good news is the rumors are that the midterms are going to get things turned around again. One can only hope. And I'm going to save my county supervisor endorsement till later in the game, as I'm still watching to see who steps in it and who doesn't. One person who seems to have stepped in it is the incumbent running for Humboldt County Auditor-Controller. Good luck with that one. That said, here is a position that my former political colleague and I agree on that should not be an elected position. We agree further that it should be much smarter to hire someone with the best qualifications and not someone who can raise enough money to buy a vote. Must have been something that stemmed from a long time ago and that has not been brought to the table by some bureaucrats or politicians for that fact. Let's wave the magic wand, and maybe someday we'll also get some of those roosting board of supervisors back to no term limits. No, let's put term limits out there. How does that work anymore? Anywhere, state or county? Well, as you can see, I'm drifting all over the board now, and as somebody out there is saying, Jones, just shut up. Well, I can't do it. And by the way, I do have one last barb for the day, and that's to my anti-Calpine friends who scorched our hides back in the day when we could have had the opportunity to bring in liquid natural gas, or, as we used to say, LNG. Well, think about it. Where would we be? Fat city. Do you realize Calpine is doing business in 23 of the United States as well as Mexico and Canada through their wholesale power operations and its retail businesses? The hilarious part of this whole deal is that no one realized the word liquid natural gas were just another euphemism for propane. Anybody seen those propane trucks floating around in Humboldt County? Look it up in your funkin' Wagnall. And to tell you the truth, that is one city council meeting I'd like to forget. And so Calpine said goodbye without even a vote one way or the other. Reminds me of our total inability to wrap our heads around businesses that want to come to Eureka. Then there's this stupid item coming before the council soon to ban national food chain companies. Follow the bouncing heads on this one. Please vote them out. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.